Leia recognized a dismissal when she heard one, but she made no move to leave.
Master Sebatine, I didn't mean to imply we should...
This one knows what you mean, Saba said, and she has no intention of attacking Dala first.
But you're not going to let her attack first either?
Leia clarified. If she tries, the Jedi will stop her?
No, Saba clarified. The Jedi will be quicker.
Leia was silent for a moment, contemplating the simple elegance of Barabel diplomacy. Don't start the fight, win it.
That's a very fine line to walk, Leia said. To an outsider, it may not seem like there's a line at all.
That is why we are Jedi and they are not,
Saba replied.
Because we are accustomed to fine lines.
Realizing she had made her point, Leia inclined her head.
Very well, Master. Please let me know if I can be of assistance.
Saba dismissed her with a nod, but as Leia turned to go, she added,
There is one thing, Jedi Solo. Has Head of State Fel broken orbit yet?
I don't believe so, Leia added. Jaina was hoping to speak with him before he left.
Saba nodded.
Good. Ask Jaina to suggest to Head of State Fel that he should remain a while longer.
If you like, may I ask why?
Saba cocked her head and studied Leia out of one eye.
This one thinks you know why, Jedi Solo.
I suppose I do,
Leia said, nodding. It wasn't a question of if Dala was going to attack, but how quickly. And in all probability, that meant Jag's reasons for withdrawing from the negotiations were soon going to be a thing of the past.
I'll ask Jainik to convince him to stick around for a few days.
Leia waited until Saba dismissed her again, then stepped outside into the corridor, where Han was pacing back and forth, waiting. He took her arm and started toward the lift tube, obviously worried about being late.
So?
He asked.
How was Saba?
Not good, Leia admitted. Maybe even a little scary. She's not handling the Ken thing very well.
Who is? Han asked. Even I'm feeling guilty about some of the things I said to him.
It's more than just guilt. She seems to think it's a failure of leadership.
They reached the lift tube and stepped inside. Then Leia continued.
I'm not sure I fully understand. It might be a Barabel thing.
Then I'm sure you don't understand, Han said. Nobody understands Barabels except Barabels. It's too bad Tassar and the others aren't here. Maybe they could do something.
That would be nice, Leia agreed. But she didn't say anything about them.
And it's dangerous to ask, I know, Han said. Any guesses what they're up to?
Leia shook her head.
Not really. Saba hinted that she has someone keeping an eye on Dala. That might be them.
Han scratched his jawline for a moment, then nodded.
Makes sense, he said. Barabels are pretty good at thinning out vermin.
Han, that's terrible.
Yeah, but it's true, he countered. Am I right?
Leia smiled.
You're right, she admitted.
The lift stopped, and they stepped out onto the infirmary level.
Speaking of missing offspring...
Just talk to her, Han said, waving his comlink. She and Barv have been off exploring. They're on their way.
Leia frowned.
Exploring?
Relax, will you? Alana's a kid. She's gotta have some fun, Han said. Besides, they're still in the temple. Somewhere.
I don't like it,
Leia said.
Not while we're having all this trouble with Dala.
Okay, I'll talk to her, Han said. But don't worry, she's on her way. She's not gonna want to miss this.